When you watch the animal's breathing, try to identify inspiration, expiration, and the pause in between. Count in, out to yourself as you watch. A normal animal should spend just slightly longer on inspiration than on expiration. And when you've identified the phases, you can then try to see how each phase differs from normal. So here's my cat Charlie, at rest and breathing normally. Now, the first thing that you might notice, unless you're experienced at evaluating respiratory patterns, is that it's a little more difficult than you might expect. Now, another thing you should see is that much of the movement that you see is abdominal, and there's very little chest movement. And this is also normal.